All right, setting the bar stories. Kelly, these are
examples of what not to do or a situation we hope doesn't happen to you.
I mean, this is probably that. If you can manage to make it through the day without letting three German shepherds hijack your car, you're doing okay.
What in the world is happening?
Yeah, this out of Florida, obviously.
Sure.
So Kiki, she's the woman whose car it was, right? Dropping her kid off at daycare when she briefly left her driver's side door open. That's when the issue happened. Out of nowhere, three German shepherds jumped into her car and refused to leave.
Hey, fellas, let's go. Let's go for a joyride.
Anyone know how to start this thing?
Anybody got opposable thumbs?
Kiki said they were holding the car hostage. Oh, she didn't know what to do, so she called the cops. Cops showed up. They also had a hard time getting the dogs
out.
They eventually started using their brains and going, you know what? Force isn't going to work. Anyone got fish sticks?
Yeah, treats. Give them treats.
Yep. So they found some fish sticks, got some treats. The dogs did get out eventually and did get a ride to the local animal urgent care where they were watched until the owner was located. Listen, this isn't the first time these dogs have taken something hostage or made something their own.
They're repeat offenders?
Apparently in the comments on Facebook after the police department posted this, one person said, this is not the first time these three have done this. They jumped in my son's car a couple of years ago.
Stop it.
He brought them home and we tracked down the owner.
Is this a carjacking dog gang?
This is a carjacking dog gang.
What is happening?
Apparently they're overly friendly.
Well, sure.
But they are, apparently there's also a dog nuisance problem. That they're like a little gang down there.
Yeah, they're a carjacking dog gang.
It doesn't sound like Kiki's car was actually damaged, but apparently it was a mess when they finally got him out.
Well, so they were just waiting. Like, listen, I have heard about these things they call car rides.
Right.
And I'm all about it.
Right.
So let's go somewhere fun.
So again, the chances of you having your car stolen or hijacked by a German Shepherd is low, but as we see, not impossible.
At least they didn't actually like take the car somewhere, actually figure out how to drive it.
That is your setting the bar story.